Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Year 6, day 286. Charchulian found a girl named Nicola. She lost her vision due to some kind of degenerative illness and was sitting near one of the city's old fountains. Apparently, when Charchulian passed by, she knew who he was and called out to him. I guess her loss of sight amplified some kind of ability to see people's auras and other things that aren't really there. Charchulian has her in the seminary now, and their doctor is trying to see what they can do for her eyes. He says she's willing to come with us, but I'm not sure what use he sees in her, as she is. I mean, a pilot has to see, right? I guess we'll find out in a few days if she's up for the journey. Not much luck finding anyone else, though. We met a few more candidates, but so far, no one's standing out. I've resorted to sleuthing around on my own. We've covered a lot of ground at Drema Academy, but we haven't really looked within the seminary. Since Nicola, Charchulian seems to be open to relaxing his requirements, which could be good or bad. I definitely don't want to bring in the wrong people just because I think he'll allow it, but I do think that we can train them if they are remotely close to what we're looking for. I mean, out of the gate, only half of us are really soldier material as it is, so we'll all be learning at a similar pace anyways. There aren't too many people my age that I'd recommend on site. I'm just gonna start talking to everyone I come across to see if there's anyone lurking around with developed abilities who might just be too shy to speak up. I imagine the kinds of abilities we'd find here are more of the intellectual type, but that has to count for something. Yulia has been trying really hard not to get involved, which it's frustrating, but I guess that's just that old world mentality at work. If you don't move the pieces in the first place, you can't lose the game. I can't wait to get out of here. Year 6, day 291. Charchulian has been spending a lot of time with Nicola, watching her recovery very closely. I finally got to meet her and have to say, I underestimated the situation. She's very spirited, and the doctor says he can fix her eyes. Of everyone we've found so far, she's far and away my favorite. Her and Abrook, they seem to be really good-natured and have had the hardest times of all. So, I guess that makes 7 of us. Charchulian's saying that once she's recovered a bit from the procedure, we'll travel back to Simitu. I'm not sure if he's more interested in Nicola or the doctor, though. That doctor is a weird one. Almost as weird as Charchulian, but in a different way. I can't understand what they're talking about most of the time, but it sounds like the doctor is also a bit of a treasure hunter. Always out trying to find old tech for the seminary. Though, I'm not sure if it's to study it or hide it. They keep talking about something called assimilation, which, as I understand it, is a super fringe and highly forbidden thing now. Anyways, interesting as that is, I've had my ear to the ground in other places. I felt a little odd, eavesdropping on conversations and even following people around a little bit from a distance. I got called out pretty quickly by this kid named Fomka. I didn't think I was being that obvious, but once he figured out what I was up to, I couldn't really shake him. Suddenly, he wanted to be my sidekick. He claimed to have some aura sensitivity like Nicola, only in his case, he had studied and gauged the ability of just about everyone in the seminary. He told me that he would tell me everything he knew on the condition that he could come with us to Simitu. Naturally, I assumed he was bluffing, and I certainly wasn't going to waste Charchulian's time with him, so I said no. But then, for days after that, no matter where I was, Famke found me. He teased me with details about students. So-and-so could extract information on an object just by touching it. So-and-so could manipulate other people's dreams. So-and-so could detect if someone was lying. But he wouldn't point them out to me, only tease their abilities. It was incredibly exhausting. I've been doing everything I can to avoid him, but nothing's worked. Then, just tonight, I was talking to Chartrulian in the infirmary. We were going over the different types of people we had found and their respective abilities, and I kind of told him what I was up to. We wanted to figure out if there were any obvious holes we were missing that needed filling. It was actually the doctor who suggested we try to find someone empathetic. I hate to say it, but I actually think Famke might be able to help me find someone, if he isn't that person himself. While I've got you, the folks at Pack Owl Media are officially gearing up for pre-production on Volume 2, which will complete the Idrica and New Regime story arcs that were introduced in Volume 1. The Kickstarter finally goes live at the end of August, and I hope you'll sign up via the link in our show notes to be notified when the campaign goes live. And please feel free to check out the original soundtrack on Spotify. It's the perfect thing to put on while you study, or to inspire you while you write worlds of your own. You can visit tmocpod.com for links to all this stuff and more.
My name is Nicholas DeRosso. I'm looking for my sister, Sadie, who disappeared a long time ago.
This is Solomon Crockett recording. It's been 6 hours since Nick crossed over, and he still hasn't called. If he doesn't come back alive, I'll kill him.
In this 16-part investigative podcast, we'll be searching for her and for others.
You don't understand. There's honest to God monsters out there. There is no coming back.
You see, I think we found where she went. It's a place beyond the veil, a suburb of sorts, called Shelterwood.
Things work differently here than they do on your side. Our ways are not your ways. You may not believe in Shelterwood yet, in the good of Shelterwood, but trust that I do.
Shelterwood, a Suburban Gothic, is crowdfunding now. Go to bit.ly/shelterwoodpod for more details.
I know you got questions about him. Where did he come from? How did he do all those things they say he did? Was he a terrorist? Was he crazy? Was his skin really blue? Well, I'll tell you what I know. I was there with him, driving through the back roads under the stars. I was witness to wonders and miracles, and to the darkness that's coursing through the veins of our country. He came to fight it in his own strange way, but no one leaves that fight unchanged. Not even Rael. People ought to know the truth, and I was there.
The Book of Constellations is a down-to-earth sci-fi road trip. It's audio fiction, and you can find episodes at bookofconstellations.com or wherever you get your podcasts.